Yeah. people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet Earth, we welcome you to a very exciting edition of Radio Biafra Public Address from here in the Holy Land of Israel. I wish to address you this evening, but before I proceed, I must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, wherever you are, across the entire 24 time zones of the world, because I'm aware, and I do know, that Chukwuka Kabiama planted his family all over the surface of this very earth, all the way from Japan, where the sun rises, to the western coast of the United States of America in Los Angeles, where it sets. There are IPOB families all over this very world. If you don't belong to one already, I do recommend very seriously that you look for the nearest family and go there to identify yourself, because this is a monumental time, this is a historic period. The time has come for Chukwuka Kabiama to gather his children and return them to where they belong, the land of our ancestors, where he promised us that as soon as we turn our faces over to him once again, if we remember that we have erred, then he will redeem us. He will salvage us from wherever we are on this very earth and return us to the bosom of Biafra land where we belong, that we may worship Elohim in the finest traditions of the ancients. Once again, I do welcome you. If you have a speaker system, I do recommend that you attach it to your listening device to enable those who are close to you to be able to enjoy the program this very evening. Wherever you are, I welcome you. We are not against anybody, and we can never be. It is customary, it is our duty, it is routine, and it is tradition here for us to pray, to ask for the guidance and the blessing of the Most High upon our lives. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. By the very special grace of the Most High, Chukwuka Kabiama Purumihenine, I will serve my people until Biafra is restored. That is the only thing I want. That is the only purpose for my existence, and it must be fulfilled because it is scriptural. Chukwuka Kabiama Ziyomozi Wezi Ndedendo. It is my job to spread this very message, and I must do it, that glory and honor may belong to his holy name. I welcome you once again. I am going to pray this evening. This is a prayer that I prayed when I was in the dungeon in DSS. I prayed the same prayer in prison. I pray it every blessed day, and I said to Chukwuka Kabiama, if you keep me alive, if Biafra is going to come as you promised that it is going to come, that I will pray this prayer to you all the days of my life. As long as I'm alive, I will pray it. When I occasionally speak to my family, I pray the same prayer with them over the phone. We must honor the Most High and hand over tonight's proceedings unto him, because without him we won't be here. Without Chukwuka Kabiama we will not be alive. Every blessed day I pray for the safe repose of the souls of our dear departed, that Chukwuka Kabiama, because of them, may have mercy upon us. We must remember them always, because I do every blessed day, I can assure you. 7 times a day I pray for all of you, wherever you are. I do not fail. I said 7 times every blessed day. I start before the rising of the sun, and I keep praying until the sun sets, that the Lord may have mercy upon us. I welcome you once again, and we must pray. Chukwuka Kabiama bụ onye kere ihe niile kere ka onweghị onye kere ya. Eze ndị eze, anyị na-aja gị mma wee na-eto gị. Na-ebuli aha nsọ gị elu, because there is none like thee. Oge ụfọdụ m chụọ ka m wee kpee ekpere n'asụsụ ndị Igbo, n'asụsụ eluigwe, kama ama m n'ụwa niile na-ege anyị ntị. I must pray in English language. Make haste, O Elohim, Chukwuka Kabiama, to deliver your children, IPOB, wherever they are, on the face of this very earth. Make haste, O Elohim, to help us and deliver us from the shackles and the bondage that we have been subjugated to. We ask you to be merciful. Let all of them be ashamed, confused and confounded that seek after our lives. Ndị a niile chọrọ igbu anyị, onye nwe m na Chineke nna, biko laa ha n'iyi. Turn them back, we beseech thee, and put them to confusion, those of them that desire our hurt, those that harm us, those that kill us, those that spill our blood, those that conspire against IPOB, because we've done nothing to them. We've done nothing to them. You must, O Heavenly Father, rise up and protect your children. All those who plot against us, those who engineered oppression path and dance, those who ask the enemies to come and kill me, those who are going about undermining Biafra, Chukwukika, Biama, you shall also undermine them. Because that is your promise, that you will take care of your children in time of need. Let confusion be their portion. You will tie them and you will bound them, O Heavenly Father, and you throw them into the pit, from where they can never ever climb out. Darkness will be their portion. Condemnation will be their eternal heritage. Pursue them, O Heavenly Father, and give them the reward of shame and confusion, those that laugh at us, those that think that we are very stupid, we don't know what we are doing. Though they love freedom, they do not know how to go about it, but you have raised this very noble family, IPOB, the entirety of the Biafra nation, to rise up at this very auspicious time, that your glory may once again come down in Africa. Let all those that seek thee, O Elohim, as we do in IPOB, rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation, we will always say continually, let Chukwukika Biama be exalted. Let Elohim be exalted. Let Adonai be exalted. For we are poor. N'ihi na ikwere anyị nkwa na ọ bụ site n'ebe kpofu ahịa ka ị ga-esi wee kpolitewe ogbenye. We are poor. And we are needy. Come quickly to deliver us. Come, O Elohim, to save your children. Do not hesitate. Do not tarry. For our enemies are near. That Biafra may be restored and your name exalted and glorified. That your temple may be built at Arochukwu as it was in the old. And ceaseless adoration offered unto your holy name, Elohim Adonai El Shaddai Chukwukika Biama Purimi Henine. Site n'ebighiebi ma ruo n'ebighiebi. Forever and ever we pray. He say, I welcome you wherever you are. We pray. And we must proceed. This is a very special evening. I know some of you are prepared and listening very attentively. The unmasking of Jibril is going to be a collective effort. Because if I sit down here and tell you what I know about that thing in Asorok, that joke of a human being, it may become too overwhelming. You may not be able to assimilate nor grasp the complexities of what I'm about to present. Because of that, I have chosen to face this very series of Unmasking of Jibril. Tonight we are going to start with a preamble, so to speak. And that preamble, I must tell you, is to do with his WAEC results. We'll get to that later. But people are still dying. Our people are still incarcerated. They're still in prison. Thankfully, David Day, one of us, was released a few days ago after our intervention. And we must continue to work very assiduously. We must continue to work relentlessly to ensure that the kingdom of heaven is restored upon the face of this very earth. And it is very poignant because I am doing this broadcast from the Holy Land of Israel. That the glory of Elohim may be manifest in our lives in the darkest place on this very earth, which is Africa, where people do not reason very well, I must say. Where we are hoping, whether with the advent and the coming of Biafra, men might be able to reason once again, as Elohim intended. Tonight I wish to appeal to everybody, not just to Biafrans, not just to IPOB all over the world, but to every suffering person, every worker, every human being that is in Nigeria. You must ignore the establishment propaganda. All of you must join IPOB effort to boycott 2019 elections, and I will tell you why very shortly. I said everybody. If you are in the middle belt and you want the slaughter and the rage of Fulani terrorists, the headsmen, to stop, you must boycott elections. If you are in the West, in Yoruba land, and you are tired of the pain and suffering and the hardship that has been inflicted upon the people by successive regimes of mediocrity in the zoo called Nigeria, you must boycott elections. Those of you that believe in your restructuring, if you want things to change, you need to boycott elections. If you're a graduate and you want to gain employment, you must boycott elections. I will explain very shortly. If you are a student, you are aspiring to become somebody within the geopolitical creation of the British, that very damnable contraption called Nigeria, then you must boycott elections. I know to some people it's slightly confusing. How can you achieve something by boycotting an electoral process that is designed to deliver the type of governance that the people want? It is because Nigeria is not a country. It is a business enterprise. Those in charge of the damnable zoological republic called Nigeria are people representing interests that work contrary to your survival as a person and collectively as a group of people. If you wish to identify yourself with any particular ethnicity or any particular region, any particular nation, I want you to know that the powers that be in Abuja were put together, should I say constituted, to work against your interest and the interest of your community, the interest of your children, the interest of your family, and the interest of your children. Only an election boycott can save the long-suffering masses of the people across every political persuasion and ethnic divide in Nigeria. That Nigerian politicians, their lawyers, their judges, and their media allowed Britain and the handlers of Jibril to make a mockery of supposedly 180 million people, including those that prefer to refer to themselves as intellectuals, is so pathetic. And that is the reason why Black Africa has no hope. The way we reason is the problem. We are not forensic enough. We are not analytical enough. We are not educated enough. We are not discerning enough to understand when we are being taken for a ride. I am addressing you this evening from the studios of the one and only Radio Biafra here in Israel. It has been said very often that Radio Biafra is the greatest university on this very earth. And unarguably, I know for sure, the most popular radio station in the entire Southern Hemisphere, if not the whole world. As some of you may recall, at some point in the past, for those of you that were there from the beginning, there was a time when we were ranked the number one radio station in the whole world for 2 consecutive weeks. I was anchoring the program. Yes, I repeat, Radio Biafra was ranked the number one radio station in the whole world for 2 weeks. We beat the likes of BBC, Radio, VOA, TalkSport, and within a very short space of time, became the most listened to radio station on earth. Those that know what I'm talking about. And we are back again, stronger than ever. And the zoo must collapse, whether they like it or not, because I am here and I'm back. There is no alternative. There is no two ways about it. The zoo must fall. And Biafra will rise up to fulfill the promise of the Most High, Chukwukika Abiyama. We must preach this very unorthodox gospel of liberation of the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth. From this very hallowed platform and nowhere else. There is only one IPUB, not two, not three, not four. Criminals, vandals and vagabonds may replicate and duplicate all the like. There is only one Radio Biafra. There is only one IPUB. Every effort by the Fulani Caliphate to bribe some criminal elements to replicate Radio Biafra and IPOB to serve a duplicitous zoo interest have failed woefully and will continue to fail. Their shame is permanent and indelible. Local thieves and political scavengers may try all they can with their corrupt political sponsors to divide IPOB, but they are wasting their time, money and effort. And they know this. Before I proceed any further this evening, we must salute the courage and sacrifice of Shia protesters in Abuja and beyond, and every supporter of Sheikh El Zakzaki, who despite the slaughter of their members are still courageously demanding for the release of their leader in true IPOB style. We salute their courage. Some of you may not know that a lot of Shia protesters were shot to death in Zaria in 2015. I was in detention then, but I still got the news that they killed over 1,000 people in Zaria. The offense of those that were summarily executed by a very horrible terrorist army, so to speak, because the Nigerian army is a they're all a bunch of terrorists. All of them, from top to bottom. The reason why they were massacred in cold blood is because they blocked the road and demanded that Toko Buratai, who is the chief of army staff, should come down from his vehicle to address them. They were killed. There is something I want to tell you this evening. Only yesterday, protesters blocked the motorcade of President Donald Trump, the most powerful man in the whole world. And he simply turned back to use another road. But an illiterate savage like Buratai murdered over 1,000 people because they blocked his way. The saddest part of this whole debacle is that some sections of the media and some, I would say, frivolous commentators supported the killing of Shia protesters and were asking why should they block the road. When I say that a black man in Africa is evil and that is why God is punishing Africa, some of you won't understand, but that is the truth. The heart of a black man is evil. That is why Africa is so backwards. We are very, very weak. We complain about racism when we travel abroad. We talk about how other people treat us. how we are being maltreated in the USA, in Europe, everywhere we go to. But look at how you treat yourselves. Look at the wickedness contained in only one administration, the late Buhari's administration. How they kill people and ridiculously try to justify it by saying that that is what Donald Trump would have wanted them to do, to kill people who are protesting in a democracy. The persistence of Shia protesters will eventually pay off. The British-backed despotic government of Nigeria, ceremoniously, I should say, headed by Jibril, a Sudanese man, have been going around killing innocent people in cold blood, like an army of darkness. The funniest thing is that instead of Abuja residents to rise up and show solidarity with the protesters, they chose to play the role of traffic guide by telling people the areas to avoid. Impunity is being committed. You know, John, amen. Instead of people to rise up and say that this is evil, it's not good. All they can do is, oh, please avoid the Nyanya. Don't go through whatever. What are the names of those places they have in that decrepit place? Instead of it to say that what Fulani soldiers are doing is wrong against Shia protesters, all you can do is to say, oh, please avoid this or that area within Abuja for you to be safe. There is no collective consciousness. I always say this to people all the time. IPOB has collective consciousness. If you want to know a town or area that has collective consciousness, you look at Aba, for example. If something happens in Aba, Aba people can analyze that very situation and determine if it is good for them or bad for them. If it is bad, everybody will condemn it, regardless of who is affected. If it is good, they will all embrace it. But you have people living in Abuja because Nigeria is not one and can never be one. When it is your people killing other people, you keep quiet. The concentration of the media in Nigeria in the hands of Yoruba people in Lagos, so to speak. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but they should rise up and do what Delegewa did, to report the truth, regardless of the consequences. What is happening in Nigeria is an affront to humanity. It is a disgrace that anybody should rise up and pretend to even be a Nigerian with the level of evil and horror going on every day. It is unacceptable. No moral outrage. There is no righteous indignation. People carry on as if nothing is happening. And a woman murder. People are being slaughtered. You see soldiers running around the streets, slaughtering people in car parks. People keep quiet as if nothing is happening. That is why God in heaven hates Africa. Because Africans are wicked by nature. That is why you have no light, no good roads, no good schools. When you graduate, you cannot find a job. Because within you, you are wicked. The suffering of other people doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect you. You can accuse Europeans of anything, or of everything. You can accuse Americans all you like. But there is something they cannot tolerate. If not for the intervention of the Western world, some of us wouldn't have known about the Rwandan genocide. Look at our genocide. The second after the Jewish Holocaust. Our family, the Jews of Europe, they lost 6 million people. We, Biafrans, lost 5 million people. Nobody remembers us. Because the heart of a black man is evil. That is why Africa can never, ever be developed until Biafra comes. Tell them that is what Nnamdi Kanu said this evening. Africa, I'm making it very clear. Look at South Africa is falling backwards once again. It's in the hands of black people. They are going backwards. And for the few successes we have recorded in places like Botswana and Rwanda, when the people in charge now leaves and goes, you will see what the next idiot will do to those economies. South Africa is going south, isn't it? The economy is being run down as usual because we are in charge. There is something wrong with us. And that thing is that we don't have empathy, the ability to help those who cannot help themselves, that is what makes you an uprightly moral person. That is something we must know, recognize, acknowledge, and prepare to do something about it. That is why Biafra will be different. This episodic slaughter of innocent people in the zoo called Nigeria and the criminal silence of the population makes me wonder if the people we are dying for every day are actually worth it. Some of them think Nnamdi Kanu is pursuing Biafra. Is a parochial interest. He wants only Biafra to survive and not the rest. I am not stopping you from joining us. I want us to be free. I want to set my people free from the damnable zoological republic. Nigeria is unsalvageable. You cannot save it. There is no Jupiter that can save the zoo from collapsing. It's impossible. The only thing holding us together is oil and gas. Sometimes I pray to Chukwuka Abiam. Let there be no oil and let there be no gas so these vultures can leave us alone. Haha, Puanyaka. They should leave us alone. The envy, the hatred, and the jealousy is too much. I say to my Israeli friends here, you say you go through hate. The other day, some people were slaughtered in a synagogue in Pennsylvania, the Tree of Life Synagogue. May their soul rest in perfect peace. They were killed for no other reason than they are Jewish. That's all. Their crime is that they were born Jewish and praying. That's all. The same hatred we encounter. If you say you are an Igbo man, people will hate you. Because of that, even our own blood brothers, Efi, Kibibio, Ishekiri, Isok, everywhere, everybody, even his own, Ijo. Some of them say, oh, I don't believe in Biafra. Because they don't want to be the recipient of the transferred hatred and aggression against Igbo people. People just hate us for no reason. You think you're smiling with them in Lagos, in Kano, in Kaduna? One day they will call you and tell you you don't belong here. The hatred comes just like that for no simple reason than that Chukwuka Abiam loves us. That's all. Only Biafra can do what others cannot do in Africa. And they know it. Our detractors, they know it. Those that wish to hold us down, they know it. But all the same, I must thank the United States government for stepping up to demand a probe into the killings and for the Sunni extremists within the Nigerian army to be held responsible for the carnage they brought upon members of the Shia sect in Abuja. As some of you know, I tweeted very privately United States government to take action, and now they have. I am pleading with President Donald Trump this evening and all those responsible for Africa within the State Department to maintain this very pressure until a thorough investigation is conducted and those responsible held accountable. The only crime of the Shia people is to demand for the release of their leader. If anyone anywhere is looking for confirmation that Nigeria is a satanic entity, even worse than a zoo, observe how your average Nigerian appears unconcerned. I've been reading the newspapers. Vanguard, Punch, all of them, Sun, all of them, name them. Guardian. None of them have been able to write an editorial condemning what happened. Washington Post and every Western media wrote an editorial condemning the death of Khashoggi. All of them, everybody, from BBC, 80, everybody did. Even papers here in Israel. Jerusalem Post did. But in Nigeria, you have journalists that sit idly by and watch innocent people slaughtered and massacred. They don't even possess the conscience to say what we witnessed is horrible. May it never happen again. We all carry on as if nothing happened. That is why I call Nigeria a zoo. When the civilized world
calls an African person, oh, you're a monkey or an ape or a baboon, we get irrationally upset. But the truth is that the wickedness in Africa in general and Nigeria in particular will even put Lucifer to shame. Wild beasts in the forest cannot be as callous as a Nigerian. The level of wickedness is mind-blowing. That is why a few hundred Europeans came and colonized all of Africa. They colonized it and held us down for nearly 400 years and counting. Honestly speaking, Naha Chineke, there is something wrong with the brain of a black person. Something is wrong with us. And unless we recognize it and do something about it, we continue to wallow in our foolishness and stupidity forever and ever. Are we aware that only black Africa, I repeat, is the only part of the world yet to be developed? Ask yourself why. They are asking us to go and vote. And I ask you this evening, given what Nigeria represents, of what use is your vote during elections? Was it not the way you pursued Jonathan? Oh, anybody but Jonathan. Jonathan has to go every... The same time, by this time, in 2014, the mantra was that Jonathan has to go. Anybody but Jonathan. That's what they were saying. You have all forgotten all of a sudden. You've forgotten how horrible things were then. Now it is that whoever they put in Asorok must go. You know, if we criticize them, if I hit APC hard this evening, they say PDP is sponsoring Nnamdi Kanu. I hit PDP, they will say APC is sponsoring them. Do you see how crazy they are? Do you see how demented they are? But we must continue. Of what use is your vote during elections when a certificateless imposter, Obeke Kamna Senior, I said certificateless, because he has no certificate, is the one presiding over the executive arm of a government that can't even obey a simple court order? The least the cabal could have done, because there is a cabal running the zoo, supported by Britain. I tell them the truth. Headed by Abba Kyari, Ali Monguno, Dan Ali Mansour, El Rufai. They are the ones that run Nigeria. They are the ones that brought in these imposters to pretend to be Buhari, when they know that Buhari is dead. That person there, Jubril al-Sudani, from Sudan, that they brought, that thing there cannot speak Fufude, which is foreign language. He can't speak it. Till tomorrow morning, ask him to come out tomorrow and speak Fufude for you. He cannot speak it. Ask yourself, why haven't they held any open live press conference with journalists asking him a question? That's why I said, if I sit down here and give you all the facts, you may not appreciate it. I want everybody to join us as we do this research together. I have the results, but I also want you to discover it yourself. Ask yourself many times over. Look at his fingers. Mbesirakaya, look at it. He is between 45 to 55 years of age. He's not up to 60. He's a young man. And look at his ears very well. And you will know that you are looking at an impostor. But because of fear, because of the conspiracy that Fulani must rule, everybody in the zoo kept quiet. You know what they're saying? Oh, don't say anything, oh. If we expose this man now to be a fraud, all the credit will go to IPOB. People will say, oh, Nnamdi Kanu is correct, and because of that the zoo must divide. Please don't say anything. Including PDP, they know. But all they care about is to go back into office and be looting as usual. APC is hopeless, because they have come to execute a well-planned Fulani agenda of Islamization. Everybody knows that. Who doesn't? Are you foolish? You don't know? Look at how many people we are slaughtered in Biafra land because we are demanding for our freedom. How many people we are killed in the Middle Belt and communities taken over. Villages razed to the ground. Any international commission of inquiry answer is no. Are you people still talking about it? The answer is no. What do you think they are doing it for? Miyeti Yala is one powerful group of cattle herders that every president must be their patron. Do you know that Jonathan is, till this very moment, a patron of Miyeti Yala? So is Buhari, or so was Buhari before he died. And I'm sure Jibril as well. All of you are there looking at this impostor. You know he is not Buhari, but all of you are pretending it is Buhari. Buhari is bald. You saw the picture on his certificate today. He's bald, isn't it? Ask this Jubilee to remove his cap tomorrow morning. Kosoba. He has a full set of hair on his head. Ask him to remove his cap now. If he's Buhari. Buhari is bald, isn't it? There was a picture that Buhari took when he was alive. Wearing a dark suit. Without any cap. Ask this Jubilee to wear a dark suit tomorrow. Without any cap. You see what will happen to the zoo. They know that Nnamdi Kanu unmasking Jibril will collapse the zoo. That's why, part of the reason why they came to kill me. Because when that nonsense came back, I told them this is an impostor. Before anybody knew, I knew his name. Ihineligbe Ezimozi. I knew his name and I called him by his name. They wanted to eliminate me. Go and do some research yourself. We black people, we are mentally lazy, intellectually very lazy. Some of them come up on television or radio to bamboozle you with a convolution of words in English language. And you fall for the trick. That somebody can speak good English doesn't mean they have common sense or that they have the courage to stand up and speak up for what is right, or in defense of those who cannot defend themselves. That certificate impostor who cannot obey a simple court order, they should send him back to Sudan before it's too late, because I'm coming. And they know it. They're not foolish. That is why they paid all the media to go silent on any issue of IPOB, Biafra, or Nnamdi Kanu. For the past few days, what they did was to manufacture one idiot that says he's a lawyer to file a case in the court. You see how foolish they are. Saying they are going to hold a few people responsible for aiding my escape. That was how they put it. They didn't say they came to kill me. Nobody said that, no. But you see how daft they are. When we go to court, and I hope they do, no matter how intimidated any judge may be within the bench of the judiciary in Nigeria, they will ask questions. Did you say he escaped? They will say yes. Why did he? That's why. That simple question will unravel their stupidity before the whole world. So we are waiting for them. And they know it. We must proceed. This is Radio Biafra for joining us for the very first time. I can't think that people may be joining us for the very first time today. But if you are, you're welcome to a very special edition. This is how we do it here. We don't do things the way others do it. We are Radio Biafra. We create our own niche. Because we are the children of the Most High. Blessed from heaven. There is nothing any human being. We are special. There is nothing anybody can do about it. Some call it hubris. That we are very proud and arrogant. Chineke gozi ranya gozi. What do you want me to do? Kumu chineke kanyebu. We must do what is right. We love everybody and they know it. But they hate us for no reason. The cabals who save themselves international embarrassment by sending that thing back. How many times have the court said that IPOB should be paid compensation they've not paid? How many times have a judge ruled that somebody should be released and they're not released? But you have senior advocate of Nigeria. You have judges. Emeritus judges even. luminaries, professors of law and jurisprudence, and I'll be to another. All of them babash rubbish. They can't do nothing. Somebody that was supposedly elected by the people cannot obey simple court order. And you want people to go back and vote again. This is how foolish people are. What is the meaning of democracy if somebody you voted for cannot obey a simple court order? That is why Middle Belt should not vote. That is why Southern Kaduna should not vote. That is why Yoruba land should not vote. I know what concerns them is oil and gas. Come and take the damn thing. We don't need it. Take oil and leave us alone. No, that is the only reason. One Nigeria, this is our country, Nigeria. This is because of oil and gas in Biafra land. They don't need you. You must be stupid to think that they need you. Who told you they need you? If they need you, why have they not opened Iguata Seaport? Port Harcourt Seaport. That I asked them to open. Why haven't they opened it? I asked them to open Calabar Seaport. They've not opened it. Why not? Ask yourself if they love you. Why can't you board an aircraft at Magatebo in Calabar and land in Los Angeles? Why not? Or in New York? But you said they love you. No, we are in one. But people can fly from ordinary Maiduguri with Boko Haram ravaging everywhere. International flights are taking off from Maiduguri. Sometimes with a bunch of flies inside the aircraft. From Kano. From ordinary Kebbi. Ordinary Benin Kebbi. They have airport. Don't leave this thing in the can. It's not good. You are an idiot. You have no brain. And I'm back. I'm zogging to save you from your ignorance and stupidity. Because you have a house somewhere near a dustbin in Lagos. You took leave of your senses. But I'm not here to indulge anybody. People know who I am and the way I preach. If you don't like it, who knows, tomorrow you might be in a coma somewhere. We must continue. Sambo Dasuke is, I will keep saying it, oh. Every time I come out, I remind them. Biafrans who went out to protest during Trump rally, they're still in jail for no reason. Because the message is afraid. I'm afraid, I don't know what is going to happen to me. I was just promoted to become a magistrate. I don't want to take it. This is somebody that swore to uphold the law. And every day, Nigerian Bar Association conference, we are, hey, this is a sign, Leonard Silk. Rubbish! We are empty brain, they know nothing. You preside over a judicial system that is not only decayed, but shouldn't exist. You don't know that written law is meant to be practiced by civilized people? Only a civilized president can see a law and say, I must obey this law, is what we legislate upon. We must continue to do our work. I'm not going to, I tell you the truth. Some of you don't like it, but you know me now. Do I care? You know I don't care. But eventually Biafra will come. The three prophets have spoken before me. People were showing it to me today. You catch about, with a poem, telling you this is what we're going to play. I said, okay. This was when I was incommunicado, nursing myself back to good health, that they made these prophecies. As if they know me. That there is no more time for discussion. There, you know it's over. Discuss what with who? Over what? Ndiara. They will see what is coming now. And I'm sure they know. They know. They know very well. There's no need going over it again. How can Nigerians pretend they're practicing democracy when the supposed dividend of democracy, which is the obedience to the rule of law, cannot be adhered to? Sometimes I wonder, is it the same God in heaven that created black Africa, of course, except Biafrans, and other races around the world? The wickedness of a black man is mind-blowing. No wonder other races treat us like animals. The most backward continent in the whole world where nothing works is Africa, because Africans are wicked. We are very, very wicked. Very, very wicked, I tell you. And we must change, or else our destruction is near. Only South Africa is a ray of hope. Do you know why? I want to go to South. I'm going to South. White Europeans built South Africa. That is the truth. You may not like it, but it's Yoko Kobo. white people built South Africa, not blacks. Ask yourself why. I am Nnamdi Kanu. I speak the truth. I have no time. I don't pity myself. I don't believe in racism. You can only be racist to me because there is no Biafra. If I have my Biafra, I'll go back to my country and I'll make it a paradise. So I never ever feel sorry for myself. Oh, they are being racist. Rubbish. Nonsense, because we are useless. That's why they treat us like animals. You don't know this world is respect. Is US not respecting China? Do you know why? When United States sends a rocket to the moon, China can do the same. Russia can do the same. France can do the same. Britain can do the same. Japan can do the same. That is the basis of equality. Not out of pity. We are human beings as well. Oh, help us. Rubbish. What can you bring to the table? If not mass migration. And dating up any and everywhere where you are found. Have no time for self-pity. And they know me for that. And that is why they respect IPOB and Biafra. We have no time for self-pity. I'm not blaming Britain for making sure that 5 million Biafrans were slaughtered to ensure that their oil and gas keeps flowing from my land. I don't blame them. They are doing it to defend the economic interest of Britain. So you don't know. When you migrate and you're looking for a visa to go to America, is it for American interest? Is it not to go and work and send money home? I'm asking. Nations do things to protect their national interest. Britain wants Nigeria to continue because with Nigeria the way they are, being run by very foolish Fulani men, they can take as much oil as possible and as much gas as possible, and nobody will give a damn. I'm coming to Kensa Rewa. It's going to be a very lengthy program this evening. Kensa Rewa that fought and died to make sure that Ogoni people have some semblance of decency of a life. What has become of the Ogoni struggle today? Of the original must-up before that real estate, that block molder, you know, where adopted the name. Must-up. Kensa Rewa, how many of you remember him? But I do, despite all he did during the war. I do remember him, and I pray for him. How many of you remember? They say they have leaders, Pandef, SDF, Niger Delta's governors and senators, shout. Rubbish! Rubbish! They've abandoned the struggle to liberate our people. They go to Abuja, they give them a political bag of money. And they come back and say, we are the elders. Our children are listening to us. Stop. People are still dying. Do you know how many of our people are in DSS detention from South-South? So-called? Do you know how many? No, you don't know. The struggle must continue. We must set the whole of Biafra land free. We are not asking for Biafra, so... an Igbo man will be the president of Biafra, and Biafra is going to be a confederation. I repeat, confederation with 100% resource control based on ethnicity. Understand it very well. The biggest and the greatest natural resource anybody can have, I preach this all the time, is your brain. Japan has nothing. No coal, no oil, no bauxite, no gold, no magnesium, nothing. Because they have brain. But somebody from an Alamajiri from the desert will tell you, oh, we don't have any oil here. If we allow Biafra to go, where will we get oil and gas to sell and get money to travel to Dubai and do shopping? I will tell Biafrans to give them oil for free. When Biafra comes, we will pipe oil to everybody. If you need it, we'll give it to you. West Africa is even too poor. We will pipe free oil and gas to West Africa. Free, I said. So they can develop themselves. We are in a very sorry state in Black Africa. I'm telling you. May the good Lord have mercy upon our dark, wretched souls. We must continue. El Zagzagi must be freed alongside Dasuki. and all political detainees. Biafrans in jail must be freed. They know that. And I'm sure the prophets have told them the consequences. Iketiku, you play it again, the prophecies from those prophets. So they will hear what is about to come. Oh my goodness me. Had the zoo succeeded in killing me by now, they will be partying on Hanese, Igbo governors, and failed agitators, stunned property tycoons, they'll be celebrating. And then you remain in misery. Enugu, Igbo town, that's Port Harcourt Expressway, not built. Enugu on nature, not built. No second Niger Bridge, nothing is working, no schools, nothing is functioning. And I call you, vote for Mr. A or Mr. B, things will be better. Obi is trying to be the VP, vote for him. When Ekweme was there, what happened? Look at Yoruba people. Is Oshibajo not a VP? What is happening? In fact, it was the time they allowed Oshibajo to become the VP that they recorded the highest suicide rate in Lagos. Maybe you want, as somebody wrote today, maybe you want people to be jumping off Niger Bridge as soon as Obi becomes a vice president. That is inconsequential. If we know what we are supposed to know, if we have the courage, or should I say, if we had the courage of our conviction, by now we will say, if you don't change the constitution of Nigeria, if you don't restructure, if there is no referendum, we will not vote. That is what will make them change. You're not voting for them. So you don't know that. It's simple common sense. Doesn't mean people are so stupid they cannot reason. Compel them to make the change, then people will go and vote. It's not too late. They can call the Senate and pass emergency bills. It's called doctrine of necessity. Simple grammar. Doctrine of necessity. You recall the House and you legislate. You throw that useless thing Abdul Salami put together called the Constitution into the dustbin. And then you sit and ask the people, what type of country do you want? That's for them or not for us, because we are going. We are Biafrans, we are going. I'm only helping them. Just help. If you want a change, if people from the middle belt want the Fulani slaughter to stop, if you want Fulani to stop stealing your land, don't believe the lies by voting in another Fulani man. Somehow things will be better. That is rubbish. Absolute bunkum. Things go, it will go back. Look at what they promised you. One of Obasanjo was there. He left. Yar'Adua came. Jonathan was there. Go to Jonathan's village. It's not the same thing as it was in the beginning. What changed in the Niger? I'm asking. Was Jonathan not there for years? What changed? Tell me now what changed. Being a president is not going to solve your problem. The president coming from your mother's village is not going to solve any problem. What solves the problem is the collective will of the people to demand for a positive change. That's the revolution. That's the only thing you can understand. Some of you will go to your church tomorrow. And then what will happen? You go and vote. In 4 years' time, you're talking about the same thing. Over again. We must continue. Not every pastor is bad. You must know that. Some are very good men. Very good, decent, God-fearing people. Such people I want to listen to. When they preach to me, I can listen to them. They are genuine, honest men of God. And I respect them. And they know themselves. Because I speak to some of them. Good Christians, honest people. They will stand on the truth and they preach the truth. Not the rest. Any Ajib, any government in power. We must continue. The extent of the evil in the zoo is what we are seeking to purge from our land. I don't want anybody within IPOB or the wider Biafra family to be driven by jealousy to do anything or to help the enemy to undermine what we are doing. Biafra will not be like any other wicked black African country. That is why we insist now that it must be founded on truth. Transparency and honesty under the almighty creator Chukwukike Abiamapurimi Yenine Elohim. Heaven forbid I worship idol. Any day I do, I will die anyway. It's very clear. Anything else, I will not be a part of it. My prayer tonight is that if Biafra is going to be as evil as the zoo Nigeria, let Biafra not come. If Biafra is going to be as wicked, where a government will be killing people and everybody sits down quiet, not doing anything, let there be no Biafra. We want the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. Accountability in its finest traditions. Openness, fairness, and justice. The same way the ancients did. That was why the Igbo man, regardless of how big they were, they never conquered anybody. We never forced anybody to speak Igbo language. Nobody! Instead, we were the ones stopping from other people. Because that is how we were created. We're not looking for anybody. The same thing with Israel, I tell you. Everywhere Israel occupies in this holy land, go to the scriptures, it's there in the Bible. Go and read it. The same thing with we, dear friends. We don't take what doesn't... Well, just that we are hardworking, that's all. And we are blessed. Some say because they are anywhere they come, they dominate. It's a gift now from God. Are you going to take it away from us? Don't Jews dominate wherever they go? Is Einstein not a Jew? Is Rockefeller not Jewish? Is Rothschild not Jewish? All the banks of the world, from Barings Bank to Solomon Brothers, not Jewish? Because God blessed them. Why should you be jealous that God blessed somebody? Maybe they might bless you in another way as well. Maybe as an alamajiri, who knows? I don't know. Jealousy cannot get us anywhere. We need to work very hard. As some of you know, I have come to this now. Jibril was issued a brand new certificate by WAEC. Just like that, too. That's a miracle! I thought it was... Does he go to Pentecostal Church, Jibril? Certificate daily going out and certificate now, Lord. But there was a small mistake. The certificate Buhari, the dead Buhari used in 2014 had mathematics in it. Have you noticed? As I go on this program, I give you assignment. I want every Nigerian, because in IPOB we are all detectives anyway. If you lie to us, it cannot last 5 minutes, we expose you. I want every Nigerian to become a detective. Maybe that's where your brains can click into gear. You can begin to reason a little bit. How can you give us a certificate in 2014 that had mathematics in it? And the one you are bringing us, you showed us yesterday, there is no mathematics. Not only should INEC, WAEC be jailed, everybody that works with WAEC, both in Ghana and in the zoo, must be in prison. The same thing with INEC. Whoever accepted the original Buhari result in 2014 should be jailed. For perjury and for lying, for deception, for manipulation. Seeking to influence elections. Can you imagine somebody with Buhari's level of illiteracy? An Igbo man, or maybe even any other part of that zoo, coming out to contest for election. Hey! Yoruba media will tear you to pieces. But Tinubu owns TVC. The Nation, is that correct? They know Buhari has no certificate. But they said or wrote nothing about it. Do you know why? It is better for them that an illiterate, evil man like Buhari is in office than somebody else. Do you know that? Very sad indeed. This is what I mean by inbred corrupt nature of a black man. The WAEC chief, I'm sure he read in Oxford, Cambridge, MIT, Toronto, everywhere. I'm an educated man. Do you know who I am? I studied in Russia. I studied in Alaska. I studied in Massachusetts. I studied in Canada. But why will you, as a PhD holder, issue a certificate, a fraudulent certificate, to somebody who is not well educated enough to defend it. Why would you seek to deceive 180 million people, I ask? Why? To serve what purpose? Because you need money when you see your G. Bribery and Atohaka Sugar. They gave me heaven and earth in detention and I said no. The railways they are building in the zoo today in Nigeria, I was the one that gave them the idea in prison. I told them what to do to improve employment for the youths. Do you know that? This night I'm telling you, for free. Because that's what I read. But if you go to BBC website, they will say, oh, Nnamdi Kanu is an estate agent. They don't want to let you know how intelligent I am. They don't. They say, he's broadcasting from a flat in Peckham. Ain't no flat, ain't no Peckham. He said, what can I do? Then my house where I live, 30 Sandlings Close is a house. Because they feel that by belittling, you will look down upon the person. I know them, that is where I read and worked for many years. I know how they work. And they know that I know how they operate. I told the zoo what to do, how to implement the railway program, and they did it. And you know what they did? they cut out Biafra Land, Southeast and South one. It's not there. That tells you who they are and how they... And an Igbo man is the transport minister. If he cannot build the way for us, what makes you think that Peter will be any different? How do we reason sometimes, sir? How do we actually reason? Don't vote is an Igbo man. An Igbo man has to... Rubbish. Josanya Kambage, tell us what you're going to do when you go there. In concrete terms, instead of them to join IPOB, boycott the elections and you will see change immediately. That change they've been promising you since the white man left in 1960. You will see it in 2019. Only if you join IPOB to boycott elections, there will be earthquake. Things will change overnight. Immediately. Do you know America went through a revolution and kicked the British out? Do you know even Britain themselves had a revolution? What is happening today in the zoo is human nature. People must be corrupt, despotic, dictatorial, and wicked. It is left for the population to sack them. How many Nigerian soldiers are there that we cannot all rise up and say, enough is enough? How many, I ask you? Look at them. Do you know a man called Cromwell? You know, some of us are not well read, but fortunately I am. Cromwell, Oliver Cromwell. When he overthrew the monarchy in England, he cut off the head of King Charles I and said, I want to show you that all men bleed red blood. That's why England is like that today. That's why they have House of Commons for commoners. And that is where the power lies. Forget that Her Britannic Majesty, Queen Elizabeth, is the sovereign. The power lies in House of Commons. Look at America today. George Washington led a revolution. I want to go to U.S. I want to queue. But Nnamdi Kanu is doing exactly what Washington did. They said, they should kill me. But you want to visa to U.S. And now they have banned, I don't know if they've succeeded in banning child, child birth citizenship in America. Did France not have a revolution? Marie Antoinette was behaving exactly the same way that Franek Kabbalah are doing today. All and all. She was guillotined. Was there no revolution in Russia? The Romanovs were swept away by the Bolsheviks. Revolution. It is in human nature. When things are so rotten and so bad, a revolution is needed to set things right. And Nigeria is due for one. If you don't want to fight and shed blood, I'm not asking you to fight anybody to shed blood, no. A quiet revolution. Velvet revolution. Tell them you will not vote. You will see change overnight. They will write the constitution. One night they will write it. That's what needs to happen. I hope we are all okay. Is that correct? Jibril Abagosa, has he run away? Because I'm coming to him. I'm understanding that they're preparing to, but I don't know what they're going to do with him. Because the zoo must collapse. It must collapse. a man without basic certificates have suddenly acquired one, because power doesn't reside with you people. They think that every Nigerian is a fool. That is why they can be certificate overnight and flash in your face. By tomorrow night, Chinese will carry it. Chinese will say he is valid. 59 senior advocates will come out and say he went to war college in America. Allow him to, my Iberib. But the requirement says school, secondary school certificate. It doesn't matter if you have PhD, it's irrelevant. Where is your secondary school certificate? Buhari had none before he died. Check Akubuoyonwo, because he died touching Nnamdi Kanu, Akubuoyonwo immediately. Watch what is going to happen in Igbo land. Everybody involved in the operation of patterns is going to die. I can't help them. Agan, they will perish. Buhari, do you have certificate? The answer is no. If you don't have it, everybody deceiving Nigerians from day one will go down. Nigeria cannot exist. As at this evening, this night, it shouldn't exist. Because you voted for somebody from Katsina State. Fortunately, by the grace of God, he was dead. They buried him. He died and they buried him in Saudi Arabia. They did not go back to Katsina to bring a replacement. They did not allow Osibajo, the VP, to continue. They went to Sudan to go and clone somebody. Spent money, extensive plastic surgery on the young man's face. Look at his fingers. Go and take every picture. Look at his fingers. The government should adhere to order. I'm older than him. There's wrinkles now on my hands. But if you go to look at the pictures of Jibril, you will see that is a young man. This young man is from Sudan. It is an insult and an assault, not only on the intelligence, but on the sensibilities of the people that call themselves Nigerians. Do you see why I call them zoo and animals, and they get upset? So all of you professors are there. Emeritus bishops and archbishops, whatever you call yourselves, they went to Sudan to bring something for you that you don't even know. Today, that thing is the one directing the slaughter of innocent people. A Sudanese. And you're not ashamed of yourselves. Degree Nubakwoko. Empty noisemakers they are. Nothing in their brain. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Don't forget that the Fulani cabal will do anything to sustain themselves in power. To maintain power, they will do it. Let me ask you, those of you that want to vote. When Ekiti election was rigged, what did you say? You said, oh, go to court. When they rigged Osun elections, that the United States sent their observers who rightly concluded that the election was a sham. What did you say? Oh, go to tribunal. Typical black African man. That was why only 400 mercenaries from Britain came and colonized the whole of West Africa. 400 only. First of all, they went to Ghana, conquered a few people in Ghana, raised an indigenous West African army called the West Africa Frontier Force. Used black people from Ghana to conquer black people in Nigeria. Do you see how foolish we are? As black Africans. We pretend we can reason. I'm a professor. I'm this. But a Sudanese is an Asorok. An impostor from Sudan. No live press conference. He doesn't attend rallies. They said, how about presidential debate? Presidential, since he no longer goes to hospital. This is a man who is dying a skeleton. No, he no longer goes to hospital. Why don't you attend presidential debate? They said, no, Yemi Osibajo will go for them. And everyone accepted it. People are clapping. Oh, it's a Yemi that will go. It's not him. But it's a presidential debate meant for president. The vice can debate if they like. Because the cabal is playing with all of you. with the help of Yoruba media. They are playing with all of you. I can understand that Yorubas may love Hausa Fulani more than the rest because a sizable chunk of Yorubas are Muslims. I understand that. They owe their loyalty to Sokoto Caliphate because every Muslim in Nigeria, you must be loyal to the Sultan of Sokoto. It's a religious edict. You must be. The same way every Catholic in the world, so to speak, must be loyal to Rome. You must be loyal to Sokoto Caliphate. So don't blame Tinubu, he's a Muslim. Or Fashola, he's a Muslim. Lai Muhammad, a Muslim. So when they do all these things, don't blame them. They are trying to protect their religion. Before they even think about you. Igbo presidency, 2028 or 2029. They hate you if you don't know. You are despised because of your industriousness and your God-given talent and intelligence. You are despised like Jews are despised all over the world. Don't you know that? Or in your useless PhD thesis, you didn't recognize that or write about it. The ones in Hagra School. We must continue. INEC will announce victory for Buhari, or Jibril, so to speak, and nothing will happen. You can't do nothing. After 2-3 days, they call your traditional rulers, give them one bag of Ghana must go each. They call the journalists and renew their sandal slippers. And that'll be the end of it. What will you do? Nothing. As long as Britain is supporting them, it is their sphere of influence in Africa. Britain owns Nigeria. So that is why United States cannot just come in to do anything. So you don't know that? Today we are telling you. There is nothing anybody can do to stop the criminal Fulani cabal. Absolutely nothing. Sometimes I think what they should be giving us is Buhari's death certificate. Not WAEC. Death! Onwugo. They should give it to us. The death certificate. Trump asked us to shoot dead Shia protesters. Very hopeless entity. I'm sorry to say, but Nigerians are so dumb that I don't even know if their stupidity will ever... I hope they rise from their coma after tonight's broadcast. They will say, oh, but he's insulting us. He's insulting us. But Americans, the South... How can I put it? Let's say, the American plantation owners took you or bought you as slaves in America. Today, you want to go to U.S., you want to go there to go and give birth so your child will be a U.S. citizen. Why don't you say to them, I won't go to U.S. because our ancestors were humiliated and insulted. If you feel I'm insulted, it's because I want you to think and reason and be better. It doesn't make any sense. You travel to places where you are being held down, like the animals that some of us are. I'm being honest with you. But if Nnamdi Kanu says something, it becomes a problem for you. Because you are black and I'm black. How dare me, how dare this man insult me? But a white man can insult you and you take it. That is the depth of your intelligence. But we must continue. I'm telling you the truth. What you must do. Nobody can attest to a non-existent result. WAEC is in trouble. INEC is in trouble. APC is in trouble. Jubilee is in trouble. And the zoo must collapse. I have not come to the area where I said I'm going to bring you all the evidence. You are coming. Only WAECO. Only that fraudulent, falsified, fabricated result displayed by APC and the presidency yesterday will collapse the zoo. Osetelen, who lied to who at what point? Who knew the certificate was fake? Who forged it? Which Oluwole operative? You know Tinubu is in Lagos, isn't it? Very close to Oluwole. How about Tinubu on one? Oluwole. Forgers. They want me to be in the same country with people who are natural born criminals. You forge certificate to give to a dead man buried in Saudi Arabia being impersonated by a Sudanese in Abuja. Does that make any sense to anybody? Does that make any sense to anybody, I ask? I seriously do not think so. We have pastors, we have clergy, we have elders, opinion molders, elder statesmen, traditional rulers, intellectuals, they are gathered together. They called Buhari integrity personified. Mr. Integrity. But in fairness to them, Buhari is dead in Saudi Arabia. Nothing left of him apart from skeletons. Of course, his bones. His skeleton, I should say, because I have to be grammatically correct. His bones are the only things left. If at all, it is still there. It's the only thing they have left of him. An impostor is in Abuja. This was a man, some Christian leaders, I'm talking about Buhari, thanked for his impeccable integrity and encouraged him for working hard to make Nigeria better. Even on the face of overwhelming and contradictory evidence. This is a man millions of Nigerians are campaigning for and ready to die for. Even WAEC, the Apex Exam Board, have now dispensed with their integrity. Buhari, Jibril, I must say, the Cabal, Abba Kyari, that is the main man. Can they talk? We read. Can they talk? We remember. Kwensu Siberia. I told you we are Orthodox. If you come here expecting State of the Union address, I think you're mistaken. Here we tell you the truth raw. You may not like it, but that is no business. We keep on keeping on, as my deputy will say. Shameless, dysfunctional old men celebrating the death of a soul of a nation, somebody wrote. A nation that runs on the wheels of no values, driven by greed, avarice, and gluttony. Nigeria is run by a cabal. It's either APC cabal or PDP cabal. You know what they do? They start early. They recruit their replacements. People who do not have any soul nor conscience to support them. They indoctrinate them and initiate them into cults and make them governors, senators. That is why when you complain you don't have any light, they kill you and nobody will talk. When you say to them you are not obeying the law, they kill you. When you go to a court of law and you say to a sitting judge, I have not done anything, there is no evidence to convict me with, the judge will tell you in your face, my hands are tied. If they can tie the hands of a judge, imagine an ordinary person, what they will do to him. My hands are tied. A judge, my hands are tied. A judge, I have come to you, I have run to you for help. My hands are tied. So says her lordship. And that's the end of it. And you're going down. Nobody will write about you. Journalists in Nigeria will not write about you. Some of them are good, I must say. Very conscientious. God, you know, not everybody can be bad. In every circumstance, in every situation, you have good people and you have bad people. There are good, honest people. In the mold of Delegiwa, a man I respect so much. A man of immense honor. When you talk about unimpeachable integrity, is Delegiwa. Unimpeachable. Unimpeachable. I still remember him. Because I'm old enough to remember. But even Aisha Buhari cannot remember who Delegiwa is. Because I'm older than her. But I'm a young man and she's a first lady. R.U.M.A. They celebrate mediocrity. The soul of Nigeria is dead. It died yesterday. They brought out that certificate. Nigeria collapsed immediately. They have now shown the world how fraudulent they are. But if we all keep quiet, nothing will happen. We must pursue this certificate saga until the zoo collapses. Until they do the right thing. I don't know what to do. Bring out the constitution, place it on the table. Ask the people, what do you want? That is referendum. That's what I'm asking for. As simple as that. of the people that helped the late Buhari to Aso Rock, intellectuals, they know more than everybody else. They know more. They're intellectuals. They come out on TV and on channels. Because of that, they're intellectuals. They borrow money from the bank and they rent a house in Abuja. They're intellectuals. Have you heard that one? DCOG. FADG. We must continue. We must. They call themselves intelligentsia, intellectuals, academics, thinkers, and elites. They are the elites. If we are born, we are elite. May Lord have mercy upon them. They are dumb, very dumb. They lack vision, foresight, and the sense of judgment. You remember Obiezer Kwesili? Jonathan must go. Fella! Durotoye, they call him. Even this Atuka Abubakar left PDP for APC. Then he has run back to PDP. So he went to APC to pursue Jonathan. Now he came back to PDP, take the ticket. This is America wonder. Politics in the Omumuo. Baboons doing politics. Remember Donald Duke? Even the case Limoralo. Nobody asked Buhari, where is your certificate? Before you continue, because that is a requirement for my name. We remember my good friend, Pastor Tunde Bakari, Pastor Sunday Adelaja, and our dear brother, our very dear brother, Fadeji Kembaka. One nanny worker. Even Yemi Osinbajo, a PhD holder. Look at how Nigeria was when Osinbajo was running it. For those few months. For just few months. When somebody who is genuinely educated runs a country, you know. Tam David West. Even our dear professor. The most intelligent of them all. Professor Wole Soyinka. He was campaigning for Buhari. Even Reverend Chris Okotie. Black people. Hi. Oh dear. The brain of a black man. Unbelievable. That is where our problem lies. In our head. Our brain is not functioning properly. But here we reset it. So it can reason and critically appraise every circumstance. That's why we are different. That is why Radio Biafra is the... Oh my goodness. I don't know how to describe it. If you listen to us, you must reason. You must. These people actually believed at some point that Buhari had what it takes to lead Nigeria into a first world. A man who is a third world man is leading a country to a first world. He says, is that possible? He didn't go to school. He's a child rapist. Buhari is a child rapist, and everybody knows that. How can he lead you to a first world? Are you blind? That you cannot see. When I preach now, Deutsche Welle in Germany will say, I'm a racist. I'm not a racist. Do you know of any Fulani philosopher? Any Fulani person who has ever written a book, an author? Do you know about a Fulani musician? So yeah, I think there was one that sang against me that said they brought me to destroy Buhari. And I've done my... Buhari is dead. For daring to touch me. For daring to touch me. Nothing good can come out of them. And I said before, and I will say it again. It is time for a revolution. Not just for IPOB, not just for Biafra, but across the board. If you want positive change, if you want your children to graduate and have a job to go into, if you want proper infrastructure, not one based on false promise after false promise, if you want, I'm ashamed to be saying this, if you want good roads, electricity, ordinary running water and not borehole, believe you me, join IPOB, and by this time next year, you will see the difference in your lives. Boycott 2019 elections. Also, by Benin, they will start asking themselves questions. They will now listen to you. A politician only comes to you once every 4 years to ask for favor. The rest of the other time in between, he doesn't know you. His convoy is about 50 cars with the siren or sirens blaring all the time. People are sending me pictures of Buhari. And you know, as an army commander, all of a sudden he's not alive. No more medical trip, no checkup, not even any checkup. The zoo is in trouble. Anokamiyao, zoo no kana jonsu budi egwo. Opunuma. Hey! My goodness me. Buhari was a coup plotter in 1983. They forgave him. Buhari then killed innocent people, especially Igbo people, for crimes they did not commit. They killed them because they're Igbos. No Igbo man spoke or said anything. They saw Buhari destroy the economy in 1983. They saw the role that Buhari played in Abacha's government. They read all the threats of violence against the nation. Baboons and monkeys will be soaked in blood. Buhari actually, fortuitously I must say, called Nigeria a zoo before I did. They saw Buhari harass Lam Adesina of Oyo State because of Fulani headsmen. Buhari himself led Sharia protests that claimed innocent lives in 2001. They are still killing the name of Buhari till this very day. Because Buhari is Fulani hitman. He is the one that will complete the work of Othman Danfodio. But he's dead. After seeing all that this man did, they still supported him. Buhari is a thief, we all know that. This is the tragedy of a country like Nigeria. A country that is dying. I'm appealing to everybody tonight, it doesn't matter who you are. Your ethnicity. Your religious orientation. It doesn't matter if you're a father, a mother, or a child. It doesn't matter where you live or what you're doing. The time is now to change things for the better. There must be a revolution. No other way about it. All the promises, dividends of democracy from Obasanjo's era to now, no single change. Because you don't know that when APC said the change begins with you, that's the only slogan they've gotten right. From tonight, that change is that you will not vote. You need to change from something to something for change to be effective, isn't it? You've been voting all your life, nothing has happened. For once, listen to us, listen to IPUB. Do not vote. If they know you're not going to vote, believe you me, before January 15th, they will do something radical. And your lives will change for better. For the rest of your lives. The power is in your hand. Make them understand you will not vote. And you see how things will change. If I wanted the betterment of myself and my family, I will accept the stupid money they gave me and all the positions, and that'll be it. But they know me, I cannot be bought. I do not change. Those that know me, they know. Once in a while, they sponsor fake propaganda. But I come back on air and I'll still say the same thing I've been saying from day one. Those that know me will know I've not changed one iota from the first day I came onto Radio Biafra to preach this gospel of redemption. It doesn't matter if you're a pagan, Christian, animist, Muslim. That is not important right now. What is important is that you rescue yourself. Everybody must rise up to say no. Jubril is a fraud in Asorok. The WAEC papers have made it very clear. It is a fraud. Complete fraud. The other Buhari gave us a certificate. Go and look at it and look at the new one. If you allow this Jubril to continue in power till next year, I will regret ever being born a black person. Because he must leave. I've not come to unmasking him. I've only dealt with only WAEC results. Only WAEC. Only WAEC. And some of you have to go and do some work because our experts are coming. I cannot do the unmasking of Jibril on radio. No, it won't have effect now. I'll do it on television. Here in Israel. With experts from America. Ndiocha, I won't this UG. That will tell you who is who. I feel sorry for. The best thing they can do is to package Jibril. I am prepared to forgive the cabal that run the zoo on only one condition. That they package Jibril and send him away. You see that stupid Abdul Salami Abubakar Sharia militaristic constitution, they throw it into the fire so it can burn. Convene people together around the table and ask them what they want. Other people are not also. Because I'm an Allah, we are going. That's what I can save you. Because if by the time I finish with this series of expose and lectures on the invalidity of the occupant of Asrock, no Fulani man will hold any high office again in the zoo. I assure you of that. Atiku included. All of them. Because what Britain is doing with Fulani people is an abomination in the sight of the Almighty God himself. I assure you. That's why they want to kill me. They know they can't succeed now. They know that. Chukwu Kabiam is with me. Have you seen the passport photograph on the new certificate? Buhari is bald. You see how they are digging their own graves one after the other. How they are incriminating themselves every time. Look at the picture on, let us assume the picture was taken recently. Yes? Is that man not bald? I'm asking those of them with me in the studio. Is he bald or not? He's bald, is that correct? Now, ask Jibril to take off his hat tomorrow morning. Those in Asrock, ask him. Tell him, Your Excellency, please take off your hat. Ka fresh air, Paganis. So you can receive fresh air. Also about tomorrow. Because that thing there from Sudan is not bald. Ask him, that's just simple. It's a simple thing. I want everybody working in Asrock from tonight be looking at Jibril. I don't want to confuse you people. Because there are actually many. But when that's why I said, if I do it here, you'll all get confused. You know, I don't want some corrupt journalist to be writing tomorrow. Oh, no, they're saying it's more than one person. But you know it's more than one person. They know that too. I have the data. That is why experts are coming from the U.S. to support me here in Israel to bring the zoo to an end. Maybe the certificate will do it before that time. But I am going to tell you what to look for. For those in Asrock, I'm not saying those outside, those working in Asrock. You call yourself a patriotic Nigerian, yes? Do you support the imposition of an imposter from Sudan to act as your president? I give it to you. Maybe you don't like Biafra. You don't like Nnamdi Kanu. Even myself, when people don't hate me, I'm not happy. I need hatred to be able to function very well. If you claim you love Nigeria, I want you to look at the man, Jibril, any of them that they bring, look at his head. Ask him to take off his hat. Osoba. You will know that what I'm saying is correct. I'm not going to foul. I've not come to DNA. Simple feature. Stress and yamun sobun. Hey, my hair is receding. Mawkwananka. Madam Mugo Kenya. Kay whom the king, my baby. Madam Mugo Kenya. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for very first time. The time here in Israel, is that not 8:37? Is that correct? The time here in Israel? We are 1 hour ahead of the Holy Land of Biafra. Because we've been able to prove it. That before anybody can say anything about the relationship between Biafra and Israel, they should go to Sude and see the pyramids there. There's only one other place that pyramids were built by Jews. That is in Egypt. And that's where our forebears learned that very trade and they brought it to Udi, Nsudan is Udi in Enugu. We know what we are saying. Nne kwakwa se patakwa ya you debate me. Tangi onya hanando. If you say you're intelligent, come out and I'll give you a line, you debate me. If you survive for 40 seconds, then I know you're a man or you're a human being. 40 seconds, I'll demolish you beyond recognition. You never knew there were pyramids in Sudan before. These are intellectuals, so even historians, intellectuals, you never knew. Did you? Neither did you know that our forefathers wore talit. Oh my goodness. Because of Jibril's Wayek fiasco, certificate fiasco, I instructed IPOB lawyers yesterday to file multiple cases across West Africa, compelling Wayek to present a very credible explanation as to why a Sudanese man in Abuja should be presented with a certificate of a dead man, if at all it ever existed. So it's a very long and arduous process, but we're going to get to the end of it. Simple that Russians were suspected of involvement in U.S. elections, they are dragging President Trump all over the place. Suspicion that they set up email addresses and Facebook accounts. That's all from Russia. Imagine Wayek trying to influence who becomes the president of a country. What could be worse than that? As somebody observed earlier today, as part of a commentary somewhere, I now know where to go and get my grandfather his certificate if he wants one. Just go to Wayek and give them money. They'll present them for you. Do you know what Wayek has done? Some of you don't know because some of us don't reason very well. Do you know what it means? Anytime you apply for university abroad, that university is inclined or could be inclined not to accept your result. Because Wayek issue results to anybody that pays them. Do you know that? You don't know now. So you think it's only about Jibril and Buhari and APC. It means that the integrity of Wayek has been shredded forever. Most registrars and schools around the world will find it very difficult to believe your certificate anymore. That is the implication. But some of you don't know this. But I'm telling you for free. For free. I'm sure that the Lagos media will write about it tomorrow. But we must continue. I'm sure before two more address to our people, Radio Biafra will go back to being the number one station in the world. I assure you of that. Number one. An expired country. The tendency for Africans to gravitate towards deceit and evil must be brought to an end. This OG, we love evil. It must end with this certificate saga. It must end. Jibril must be returned to Sudan. And those of you that call yourselves Nigerians, you can sit around the table. Look at IPOB doing all of you a favor. We are doing you a favor. Sit around the table and decide the type of country you want. This is your opportunity. God has given all of you an opportunity. Your pastors will not preach it tomorrow in church because some of them have collected money to campaign for PVC. So they won't say anything. Ndị ekwensu ji na-arụ ọrụ na-akpọ onwe ha ndị ozi ọma Chineke. But the truthful ones amongst them will say it. This is your opportunity to be free. Only certificates have not come to Jibril. Only certificates. What are you talking about? All the lives of the young people have been drained away. Our children, there is no hope and there is no future. You graduate nothing. Who doesn't know an unemployed graduate around him or her? Now, this night. Do you think that somebody who forges a certificate or a party that is involved in forgery can give you a decent life?
Is that what you think?
A party, a political party, engaged in mass fraud and deception. He got ended mad. And I expect a hemorrhaging of members away from APC. That's where it should start. Nobody should be in APC. To show disdain, but being Imandisio J black, being black, and that evil we have in us for being black, we can't see anything wrong with this. And that is why we have no light, why we have no running water, why we live like animals, basically. Because we support evil. That is why evil dwelleth in us, which is very sad. Not in IPOB, as in the word. Not in IPOB. The greatest enemy of a black man is his poor reasoning. Are you tired? My goodness. The greatest enemy of a black man is poor reasoning. The only political change a black man understands is violent military coup. The only thing they respect. Think we were discussing this yesterday. That's the only change they respect. If tomorrow night they start playing martial song, the brother has taken over, people will be jubilating. You need to make that change yourself. The change begins with you. By rejecting everything to do with Nigeria. They don't come and beg you to vote. Then you give them conditions. But if you go back and you go and vote again, under this constitution of 1999, may the Lord have mercy on your poor, wretched souls in the zoo they call Nigeria. I know some of you are so hungry because you're black. You must behave like as a black person. Some of you will collect 1,000 naira to go and vote. I know that. But know that if you collect that 1,000 naira, you go and vote. All it takes is only one checkpoint. They'll take the money back from you. One checkpoint, oh, only clear, park well, clear well. Inner light, outside light, engine oil light, everything light. Brake light, brake pad. They want the light, you turn it on. If you don't have it, you clear well now. So the 1,000 you took from a criminal politician will be gone, and you start laughing already because you're a black man and you're stupid. You don't reason very well. Go and study the history of revolutions all over the world. If the poor people don't rise up to speak, the criminals will keep on subduing them. WAEC is a fraudulent, do I call it, entity. Let me put it that way. WAEC should be disbanded. WAEC should be disbanded. WAEC shut down across West Africa. It's a haven for criminals and for fraudsters. Now, when a white man says, you're a black man, you're a fraudster, you start complaining of racism, isn't it? The people responsible for validating your result, your examination result, is involved in forgery. They are involved in forgery. And it's washing. My goodness me. Unbelievable. It was Cambridge University that used to issue certificate in 1961, not WAEC. Everything is forged about Nigeria. The country was forged because it started as a limited liability company. Royal Niger Delta. No, Royal Niger Company. They are based in Niger Delta. First, and they started creeping up. Even the Nigerian president is forged. In Sudan. Certificate forged. Census result, even the one conducted by the British in 1953, forged. Independence documents forged. Everything about the Sioux is forgery. Including the name. What does Nigeria mean? Nobody can answer. Nigeria. I'm a proud Nigerian. I wear green. I'm a proud Nigerian. I'm a proud Nigerian. Because you think you cannot live without oil. Let me tell them something this evening. If you want to know how hardworking we are, somebody should just take away the oil and give us our freedom.
I give you only 8 months, Nigerians will be begging for visa to visit Biafra. Take all the oil. Because without it, they cannot survive. That is how lazy they are. That is how dependent they are on resources coming from another person's land. We don't need oil. We just need our freedom.
In any civilized country around the world, the imposter in Asoroku Jibril will be impeached tonight. Abakiyari Ali Monguno, Dan Ali Monsol, and the midget Erufile, they'll be placed under immediate arrest for subverting the constitution of Nigeria. Everybody in that picture you see smiling and laughing should be in police custody tonight. If you Nigerians were human beings. But of course you're not. That's why I call you animals living in a zoo. Unbelievable. What they have committed is called high crimes and misdemeanor. But because the almighty creator of Britain is their godfather, nothing will happen. Tomorrow BBC will say, we saw Buhari commissioning a school. You all forget because you're black. You don't reason very well. I'm sorry. Some of you will be saying he's insulting me, but you were slaves in America for 400 years. You're not complaining. Are you? You're not. Because you're black. We must continue. Until we cure ourselves of this disease. Disease of self-pity. I never feel sorry for myself. Ask anybody. I have not seen my family for how many years? My little boy, I have not seen him since he was born. I could have traveled back to England to go and see him, but Biafra is more important. My parents are not in their home. It doesn't matter to me because Biafra is more important. I will be judged on only one thing in my life. Did Biafra come under his watch or not? Did he see his family? What we go through, some of you cannot go through because I'm disciplined. I discipline myself. But some of you may not be able to understand because you're black. You won't understand until you're watching again, anointed, until you receive revelation. You will not know, or neither will you understand what we are talking about. Media houses will not bother conducting an investigation. You have them. If it's IPOB, they were writing, IPOB did this. IPOB went to a church. They called him name, they can't save you. He's going to replace Jesus Christ. You see all those newspapers you have in Lagos. None of them will carry an editorial, is more important too. None of them will carry an editorial tomorrow condemning the charade of the fake certificate. No, they won't. They will call the owners of the paper tonight. All of them. You know that they are now rubbing their hands together with glee. This is payment time. You know what they will do? They will call Vanguard, they will call Sun Israel, they will call all of them. Of course, Daily Trust is flying paper. They will say, how much do you need? Don't publish or criticize this nonsense we did yesterday. We said, and that being of it. This governor is fighting another governor over nomination of their son or their daughter as a replacement. This very issue will be swept under the carpet, and being Nigerians, nothing will happen. That is why you're Nigerian anyway, because nothing happens eventually. The world can now understand why they want IPOB banned and killed at sight. They don't know that IPOB is the savior of the masses. Savior of everybody, including Shia, including those in Southern Kaduna. Only IPOB can save you. Those in the middle belts that their land has been, those in Benue, everybody, only IPOB can save you. Because no other group of persons have the level of courage and determination we have to effect a positive, lasting change in the lives of their people. Nobody, apart from IPOB. Who else? Who is turning this view upside down? Is it not IPOB? Not because we hate anybody, but because we hate what is happening to us. We hate it. Some of them that called former ministers, you know, they call them elder statesmen,
because a Fulani man appointed you to become a minister at one point or the other, because of that, your people can go and die and perish. It doesn't bother you. What concerns is it? Let them go and vote. Once they vote, they give you a bag of money. And that's it. You buy a column in a newspaper and you'll be talking rubbish every Sunday. And they call you an elite. Ndiara. We preach the truth here. If you don't like it, that is your business. This very program to unmask Jubril will happen this month. But we start tonight. It starts this evening. I've given you the ones who work. I've given an assignment. Take his hand. I've given you two. Look at his fingers. That's number one. And look at his face. Does it correspond? The bleaching. If you meet somebody who is bleaching. You know, Fanta face and Coke leg. That's what's happening here. Look at his face. Like an old man. Wrinkled old man. After extensive plastic surgery. In England, though. And look at his fingers. Like a middle-aged person. This program to unmask Jubril will continue. But I want you to do something for me tonight. Get a pen and a piece of paper. You know, we always do this. That's why this is like a university. Get a pen and a piece of paper. Ask yourself, if the man in Aso Rock is Buhari, Buhari debated last time, didn't he? Why did the cabal say that Buhari will not debate Atiku? Why, Sibajo? Why is it that Fufu, I've asked you this before, write it down. This is investigation that you, as an ordinary person, will do. So you appreciate what I'm saying. Why is it that the Fulani language, not Hausa, some of you think Hausa is the Fulani language. No, it's not, because they're in Niger. It's Fufu, the F-U-L-F-U-D-E. It is the main Fulani language. The dead Buhari can speak it fluently. How come this Jubril cannot speak it? Some of you don't know that Fulani people have their own language apart from Hausa. Ask yourselves, please. Buhari conducted a live interview when he was dying. December 31st, I remember, 2015, when he still had me in detention. Where he said that one they call Kano, that I will rot in jail until he died. Then I came out. Not that if he was alive, that I wouldn't have come out anyway. Ask, why is it that when Buhari was dying in 2015, he was able to conduct a live interview? How come this Jubril that is younger, jumping from one place to another, from UN to Germany to London, everywhere, why can he not grant a live interview and be praised by journalists? I've asked you to tell Buhari, this Jubril, not Buhari, the dead Buhari is bald, as I am. But Jubril has hair everywhere. Ask him to remove his cap. Now, by the end, this night. Those of you in Aso Rock listening to me, ask Jubril to remove his cap. You will see that he's not bald, because he's not Buhari. Anybody will know a natural receding hairline, like my own. If you see it now, you know I'm losing my hair, isn't it? I put now here, but... and stress. The dead Buhari is bald at the crown of his head. There is no reasonable person that will not know a receding hairline when they see one. Look at the fake certificate they issued yesterday and the face on it. And tell me if the face on that certificate is the same face you're seeing in Jubril. It's very simple. I want everybody to be another Nnamdi Kanu. I'm telling you, we must investigate this together. I have it already. But I want you to follow me as we do this together. To know that the man is fake. Everybody in APC should cover their faces, because it's horrendous. Horrendous. APC as a party is dead. Completely dead. Nobody can perpetrate this level of fraud on a people they claim to be governing and expect to survive. It's unbelievable. The zoo is gone. There are people everywhere.
everywhere saying, you must stop them. IPOB must divide as we are planning to set our people free. Some people can abokakurukure benine. Going, say, oh, don't mind them, leave them. If they boycott, we have a rule that will vote. The same nonsense they said, that Operation Pattern Dance will wipe us out. We'll be a spent force. Nobody will reckon with us. What is happening today? I ask you. What is happening today? We are, we cannot be defeated by mere mortals. Only to put God damn and guides what we do. We have nothing against anybody. Those that may wish to rejoin IPOB, they are free to do so. Simply go to your nearest family meeting and beg them for forgiveness. Dear friends and the teeming masses in Nigeria are suffering due to ignorance, lack of knowledge, irrational fear, Fulani, killing machine. I don't fear them. They know I don't fear them. They know I don't fear them. The reign of Fulani illiterates can be brought to an end tonight if you want. If other Nigerians can be as courageous as Biafrans are. I know that our brothers in Yoruba land are worried about their survival without oil revenue from Biafra land, and rightly so. I don't blame them. But I want to assure them tonight that oil and gas will be piped to free to Yoruba land. Free! We will give oil to Yoruba land and gas free of charge. Free of charge to help them grow the economy. And I will also recommend to Biafrans when the time comes that we give oil to free to all West African states to help them grow. They are very poor. Very poor and wretched, I assure you. I told them that without Biafra, black Africa will remain poor. Biafra is the light. They are going to understand it. Is it not perverse? They pay you 18,000 naira minimum wage. You are begging them to make it 30,000 naira. What is 30,000 naira, Steph? It's not even the cost of a flight ticket from Abuja to Lagos. In a month, you pay your house rent, you buy food, you pay for transport, you pay school fees. From 18,000 naira, you are begging them to increase it to 30,000 naira. All you need for them to pay you 50,000 naira in a month is to join IPOB, remain resolute and disciplined. Therefore, tonight I'm calling on all the labor unions in Nigeria to join IPOB in election boycott. And I assure you they will offer you a minimum wage of 50,000 naira in a week, if you want it. You must remain. Not when they call your leaders, they give them money. Buy them Turkey flats in Dubai and bribe them. You start talking nonsense. Remain resolute. IPOB knows their leader is resolute. They know how they know. That was why, even a year plus of absence, IPOB remains stronger than ever. Because they know I'll never fail them. Don't you know that? Am I going to fail?
Never.
IPOB, they know. No matter what you tell them behind my back, they will tell you it's not possible because we know him. I want all the leaders of the various trade unions and labor groups to emulate what I do. Money is nothing. What matters is legacy. That this very beautiful film that I love watching. I think it was The Gladiator. I think it was Russell Crowe's character. He said, what we do in life echo in history. That's what matters. Nobody will remember you for having so much money. The United Kingdom is littered with millionaires everywhere. But they remember Churchill. They remember Wellington. Just a food for thought. We must continue. Ignore the scaremongering tactics of Onyango Odosanhanaeze. Akotua, huh? If they meet anywhere, we will scatter the meeting. They know it very well. They know we are determined. Ohanaeze is proscribed, banned, dissolved.
Ejaga is Woshin Abuja. They still with the name, that's all they do. What have they achieved? Nyamu, the man that knelt down in front of Tinubu in his bedroom during his wife's burial, begging Tinubu to give him ACN tickets so he can contest to be governor of Enugu State. That is the man you call a leader? I know some of you are shocked. Go and ask Tinubu, was there a time that Nyamu knelt down in front of you begging you to help make him governor of Enugu State? They wonder how I know these things, but I know. As the leader of IPOB, if I don't know, who is supposed to know? These are the people that are you. All they want is, go and vote, is our... Where is the change you promised? Where is the restructuring? Did I not tell you before in your house? Go and bring something from them. Natanya, bring it back here. Tell them that my people, you see IPOB, no, we can't convince them. Give me something to take to them. That something is not money. I told you what they were. What is wrong in asking Nigerian government to open Port Harcourt seaport? You watch. What is wrong with it? What is wrong with opening Warri seaports? Can somebody tell me what is wrong with it? Our papa is congested. Is it not common sense? Is it not common sense to open other seaports? They remove them but because of it. And you're claiming you love Nigeria. One Nigeria. A bunch of hypocrites. As Jimmy Cliff sang, all of you are hypocrites. I hate hypocrites in my life. I can't stand them. You pretend with this one Nigeria, but at the back, you're afraid of an Igbo man. You're afraid of Biafrans. We must continue. What tangible results can ever come out of voting, if not more misery and pain? They want you to keep voting and they keep recycling. They keep recycling them. Obasanjo he was the head of state before. He came back again as president. What happened? Nothing. He even delayed the introduction of mobile phones. Nothing. No achievement. They keep recycling. All of them, either ex-governor, ex-senator, they keep recycling them. Until we got to the evil. That is Buhari. Thank heavens he's now dead. The same man that truncated a democratic process, carried out a treasonable act, which is a coup, wrecked the economy and killed innocent people. Some of you went to the polling booths to vote for him. Anyway, no wonder you're black. I'm sorry, I was about to blame you, but I forgot you're black. I just remembered. The only power you have is to effect a long-lasting change in your hopeless, miserable lives in Nigeria. That opportunity comes once every 4 years. Boycott the presidential elections. Boycott it and you see what will happen. It is a potent weapon that only the wise can use to extract concessions from their government. Because the suffering is too much. Every year you complain. You do nothing. Had all those clamoring for devolution and restructuring, if they were sincere, if Ohaneze were sincere, if the governors were sincere, if Pandef were sincere, if Afenifara were sincere, they would have insisted. Can you imagine? Let us take for instance. Can you imagine tomorrow or maybe on Monday, Afenifere, Pandef, Middle Belt leaders, Ohaneze, all the governors, they sit together to say, give us restructuring or there won't be any election. What do you think will happen? Restructuring will happen overnight. Immediately. But ask yourself, why don't they want to do it? Because they are benefiting from corruption. All of them. APC, PDP, they are all rogues. They're criminals. If Atiku can stand down and say, if there is no restructuring, I will not contest. And I'm asking people not to vote. Do you think there will be restructuring or not? Overnight! Instant! There will be restructuring. But they don't want to do it. They want to continue stealing. That's all they want to do. All of them, APC, just that APC combined stealing with brutality.
They've done nothing. Budget after budget goes missing. We must continue. It's a very long lecture. Ikegunumkwose. If you're tired, I'll stop. I've broadcast before for 8 hours non-stop. And I'm prepared to do that again tonight if it's that what it will take to get people to reason properly. We must do it. Yeah, they start saying, he thinks IPOB, of course IPOB is special. For you to be in IPOB, you must be ordained from heaven to be in IPOB. Bad eggs come in and weed them out immediately. They can't even stay because the heat is too much. We work for every generation on earth. Remember, IPOB is a name that will exist forever and ever. That is why they copy us. You see an idiot somewhere near Nanka with his laptop. Oh, they will take our protests, our videos, they will put their logo on it and say it's them. They will be writing letters to the governments of the world saying, we are IPOB government, we are IPOB customary government. Trying to steal. They don't know we've been to all those places before them. We've been to all those places before them. They get it and they put it in the dustbin. Criminals trying to use them of IPOB to save the world. Things must change. Things must change. Because the cabal, they know how you think. The so-called leaders, they know how you think. They know out of stupidity and desperation, you will collect 4,000 naira to go and vote. But you're still on 18,000 naira a month. Some of you have been salary for 3 years. Some 2 years. Some a year. 18,000 naira, one, they cannot even pay you. And you want to go back and vote. It's because we want to remove Buhari. It's too bad. That is not our problem. Our problem is to enthrone a positive change that will last forever. What you're talking about is called political expediency. They want you to forget about Buhari's disregard for the rule of law. Intimidation of judges. The lack of restructuring. All these things are there. Massacre, Fulani headsmen everywhere killing people. The army on rampage. A Wahhabi army on rampage, killing everybody. If I cannot protest in a democracy, under which system of government can I protest? Just tell me. Protesters, they won't write this what I'm saying now. Protesters blocked the route of Donald Trump, the most powerful man in the world. He ran, he turned his vehicle and went away from there. A black baboon in Africa will be given an AK-47. Let me tell you how stupid Nigerians are. I'm sorry to say this. Very, very stupid. And why I call them baboons and monkeys. They don't like it, but I tell them. Please, my dear Nigerians, the army, you see army, soldiers, yes? Soldiers, we are not designed to be deployed inside the country. Some of you don't have brain, African people. You don't listen very well. Soldiers, when the white man brought soldiers to you, ask some people that live in Europe how many times they have seen a soldier. Britain gave us independence, yes? Not independence, of course, flag independence. They still control the whole. They still run the show. How many times have you seen a British soldier on the streets of England? How many times, I ask? Have you seen what is called anti, what's it called, you know, when they do all this great G8 or G7 summit. Have you seen the riots? They loot and they burn down everything. They smash shops and windows. Not one single shot be fired. Because they recognize that people are allowed to vent their frustration and their anger. But in Nigeria, where you have professors, even emeritus professors, they tolerate the slaughter of the innocent. People who are protesting. Because an average Nigerian doesn't understand that dividend of democracy means you speak your mind, and that includes the right to protest. But they're all professors and PhD holders. Whoever did this to us, it can never be well with that very person. We must continue. Some people are still peddling the myth that election boycott will give the Fulani cabal managing Jibril al-Sudani. That thing in Aso Rock, impersonating Buhari, the opposition to rig himself into power. What utter garbage. Jibril cannot contest. If you like calling Buhari, that's your business. He can never contest. With this nonsense of WAEC result, APC is gone. Gone for good. They can't contest. Are they going to replace him now? Is it not too late to replace him? Are they going to conduct another primary outside the timetable of INEC, which is against the law? Somebody, maybe a supervisor can be elevated, but they'll be tainted forever and ever. So, you see how God works miraculously. For those of you who are wondering how you're going to save yourselves, God has given you an opportunity. They have gone and forged a certificate, which is against the law. Which means that not only can Jibril be impeached, he should be in prison. The former president of Brazil is in prison, is that correct? Here in Israel, Ehud Olmert is in prison, is that correct? The former prime minister, a former Israeli prime minister is in jail. They said it's because it's a property deal. Ordinary Rufato in Jerusalem is in prison. Talk less of forging a certificate. Do you know how the world will look at Jibril from now onwards? I'm not sure he will even travel abroad anymore. Because it's a fraud. And the world knows. God has given you an opportunity to come out of your age-long misery. My only concern is that Nigerians are blacks and they don't reason very well. That's my only concern. Because if they do, APC as a political party is gone. But do you know why PDP will not push for Jibril to fall? Do you know why? Because they want to conduct elections. They know if Jibril falls, APOP will take the credit, Nnamdi Kanu will take the credit, and Nigeria will collapse. They don't want it. They want to continue eating money. When they say, oh, go and vote, you have to go and vote, it's because they want to continue looting. All of them. This can happen. It's a blatant lie. Telling us that election boycott will mean Buhari will rig himself. No, because nobody will vote. Who are you going to rig? It's when you vote that they will rig the election. I told the Kiti people don't vote. They went and voted. Oshun, the same thing. Don't vote. They voted. IPOB issued press statements. Because when I'm not around, anything my deputy says is me saying it. Anything Emma Powerful says is me saying it. Don't vote. If you vote, they will rig it. They said, no, we're going to vote. We'll defend our vote. What is happening there today? What is happening, I ask you? They will settle all other candidates, pay all the expenses, give them appointments, and that's it. And you'll be there saying that things are difficult. The truth is that Jibril, the man who is today pretending to be Buhari, will not run for elections next year. Because the evidence is here. I've given you some to be working on. The last unmasking is coming because 4 experts are coming from the US to testify before the whole world, before Israeli television. So they will not hide it. If I say it here and I don't publish it tomorrow, Jibril Buhari will sink the zoo finally. That top members of PDP, APC leadership, and every of the various is how they are quiet. They know this truth, but they held it back from the public. In all honesty, they should be stoned to death, all of them. Don't be afraid of a revolution. I'm not asking you to kill anybody. No, heaven forbid. No, not at all. But I want you to shun the polls. Boycott every boycottable. As Mazen Bonwoji once famously said, those you call your leaders are all cowards. They are afraid of the Fulani Caliphate. But they know Nnamdi Kanu is not. Those you call political leaders in Nigeria are spineless quislings and collaborators. I mean, they hide under the adage, what an old man saw squatting down, a child cannot see sitting up. I don't need to sit up to be able to see poverty. Lack of infrastructure. I don't need to stand up to see it. Mere traveling from Onitsha to Enugu tells me all I need to know.
because you fly. When you land at MNA Airport, the road is tarred to Enugu GRA. You drive in, you don't feel anything. You go to ShopRite and you shop. You go back to GRA. You drive to airport and you fly to Abuja. You don't know what is happening. I ask you to travel and just come out of this, your tired axis, and see pain and suffering of the people. And tell me who can survive on 18,000 naira a month. Labor unions in Nigeria, I feel sorry for them, honestly. They are really toothless. Secretly, they love the truth we speak here on IPOB. But they lack the moral courage to speak out against this Fulani caliphate oppression of the masses and the Islamization agenda. Some of them wonder, why do I have to fight for Shia? Because I hate evil. Wherever we see fraud, we confront it. I hate it. Inhojo, evil is evil. It doesn't matter where. Those that stopped slavery in Africa, they are not black people. They are whites. Fellow white Europeans were buying and selling slaves. They said, no, this is evil, we must stop it. Abraham Lincoln went to war in America to save black people from slavery. Think about that. Think about it. These people, they deceive and they are still deceiving you with their lies against IPOB and Nnamdi Kanu. It's just mere propaganda. But what is most painful is that journalists you expect to be objective. Because of money. Anyways, Africa, people are very hungry. People are very, very hungry. But there are good ones amongst them and we must keep commending them for their hard work. People ask me to show them what happened. Why did the intelligence team of IPOB evacuate me from my house when they came to kill me? And this evening, what I need to say to them, Ikechukwu, you must prepare it. Those three prophecies. You must prepare it in an audio and make sure it's widely distributed. If anybody asks you, why did IPOB save the life of Nnamdi Kanu, their leader, you play it for them. Because I am coming. And they know it. Prophet Muhammad. Where did he go from? Is it from when they were pursuing him? Where did he go to? Was it to Medina? He fled to Medina. And he came back. And conquered everywhere. Jesus was here, isn't it? Yeshua. Is that correct? Virgin Mary took him to Egypt the first time. Is that not correct? Where did David run to when Absalom was seeking to kill him? He went on exile. And then two times. Is that not correct? Elijah. What is it? Yeah, exactly. Those who are crying that I survived, by saying, oh, he escaped, he ran away. There are those that want me dead. They are the people working for the cabal, for the zoo. Because they know I am their headache. And they know that the zoo is about to fall. And there is nothing they can do about it. You know, here we discuss everything. I have no secret. That thing you say, you think that when you say it, I'll become very shy and afraid. No. When it's time to be presidential, I'll be presidential. I force you to retire and ask you to be a poor book. Very simple. Because when it's time to speak the truth, we're going to the trenches that the truth might prevail. It's very, very important. Nnamdi Azikiwe ran to Ghana. Nelson Mandela ran to Nigeria. Is that correct? Kwame Nkrumah, the same thing. It is called retreating from danger. They came to kill me, for your information, with guns, hoping that if I bring out a gun, they will not label me a terrorist. And all of you will cover it up. The Nigerian media will cover it up, including BBC. And you will tell your children, that's Nnamdi Kanu is causing trouble, you know. He had guns with him. But you brought guns to kill me. Do you see how blacks reason? Do you see how they behave? That's why Africa is poor. Very poor. They know their end is only a matter of time. The zoo will collapse. Let's move the country forward. Let us move it forward. The person that killed Delegiwa is still alive today. He's an oracle. They consult him in politics and political matters. Delegiwa, a good man.
Do you know the funniest thing? What was Ken Zoruwa fighting for? Was fighting for Niger Delta, is that correct? Is Bayelsa in Niger Delta? Guinea-Gua is in Niger Delta, is that correct? Capital of Bayelsa State in Niger Delta. Do you know that there's a street in Bayelsa State, in Guinea-Gua, named after Abacha? The same Abacha that killed Ken Zoruwa, fighting for the liberation of... There is a street inside Guinea-Gua called Abacha Road. Can you believe that? It's like having a street here in Israel named after Hitler. Is that possible? Or after Bormann? Is that possible? It's only in our place that somebody will kill you. You name a street after that person that killed you. Do you see how stupid we are sometimes? We are not normal, honestly. We are not. Ken Zoruwa died and the struggle died with him. And that's what we have revived. Because under Biafra, Ogoniland will be free, managing themselves and governing themselves with 100% control over their resources. The same thing with Ejo. Everybody will be free. And Biafra is going to be a confederation. Confederation. Not just a report, everybody will be on their own. Not tomorrow you say, Igbos are doing this to us. Anang are doing this. No, rubbish. Stay on your own. That's your oil, drink it. That gas, be sniffing it every morning. We just want to be free. Ken Zoruwa, I remember him every day. You must also honor him by boycotting elections so that his dreams can come true. The evil, some of them justify the mass murder of innocent IPOB and share members for daring to upset their beloved unworkable one Nigeria because of peanuts. The same way that Fulani terrorists can kill at will with nobody held accountable for it. These are the same people trying to convince you to go out and vote. They want to turn the masses against election boycott because they think we are fools. But they know fully well that election boycott will solve the problems. They know very well. I remember what Che Guevara said about Africans and their lack of mental toughness in the face of adversity. That we black Africans are today the laughing stock of the whole world is our own making. That is why I don't believe in racism. I've said it before. We have again and again as black people demonstrated our inability to reason properly. A teacher or civil servant is owed 3 years' salary. Instead of that teacher to say simply, enough is enough. If you don't pay us, we won't vote. NUT leaders will go around the back and collect bribe from governors, then turn around and ask the people, the same long-suffering teachers to go and vote for the same person that stole their salary for 3 years. Okay, Sipas is an example. Do you know that people are actually campaigning for that man? Can you believe that? But of course, it's not going back anywhere. The saddest thing is that some of us, foolishly, will go and vote. And once the kleptomaniac is in power, sworn in on the 29th of May 2019, the problem of non-payment will start all over again. What type of people are we blacks, sometimes I ask? Nnewood and other socio-cultural people in Abuja want you to vote because of their own selfish benefit, not yours. They issue statements from the comfort of their homes and claim it was during an event. They have taken to deception the same way that Jubril has taken to forging certificates in a desperate attempt to convince you that they have any relevance left. I think Emmanuel talked about this, but I must reiterate it. Okwesile Zenwode is the brother to Nyanwode. He's living in a rented apartment in Abuja that belongs to Atiku, rent-free. That's why they want you to go and vote, in the hope that you will vote for Atiku, because he picked Obi. They want you to vote not because they genuinely want restructuring, but because they know their families will individually benefit from what is happening. These are the same people that supported Jubril, because Buhari is dead. And before that, they supported Buhari to crush IPOB. Now, the same people they want to crush, they're asking us to go and vote.
How pathetic.
They want one Nigeria because they want to benefit their families alone so that we, the masses, can go on suffering. They have never accomplished anything before and they will not accomplish anything now. The fight against IPOB is a multi-million naira business. If you're hungry, you want a new laptop, you tell them, I know how to undermine IPOB. APC government will buy you a laptop or buy you data. Some of them on automatic recharge. But they know how we sweep them away because they're irrelevant. Anybody who is waning in popularity, they will pay a journalist to write junk against IPOB, Biafra, or myself. If you insult Nnamdi Kanu or IPOB, I'm sure sometimes you receive some cash payment from the very hopeless APC government run by a Sudanese impostor, Jibril. Do you know that Agatu people are in IDP camps as we speak in Benue? Agatu, who remembers them? All of you have forgotten. It's 2019. Election. Do you see how foolish people are? Hey! My goodness me. I am extending an olive branch this evening. What I will call basically hand of friendship to the people of Middle Belt. I assure you that your suffering will soon come to an end. That those that are today killing you were the same people that came to kill us and killed us. But they will not succeed. They will not take over your land. Those that derive joy or are frightened of the corrupt caliphate should step back and allow IPOB to do this very work of setting our people free. They will not succeed. You graduate from a university, you're driving keke napep or okada. Was that why you went to school? When your mom and your dad were struggling to make ends meet to pay your school fees, remember the high hopes and expectations you had upon graduation? When you went to do your 1 year youth service, did you do all of that so you can come out and start driving keke napep? Is that why you did all of that? If the answer is no, then you have to boycott elections. That's the only way to force through a change that will benefit all of us, including yourself. All these sociocultural, that mere influence peddlers, they bring no value to your lives. Have they ever stopped Fulani terrorist headsmen? The answer is no. Have they been able to force through restructuring? The answer is no. Niawodos spoke very glowingly about removing roadblocks in Biafra land. Did that happen? The answer is no. Because they cannot effect any positive or lasting change. All they do is visit Asorok once in a while, grant very colorful press interviews, collect their Ghana Must Go bags, and let you and I suffer. The good that IPOB is doing, they don't want to see. Because it will bring to a halt their gravy train. They saw the Dela trouble in Osun and Ekiti states. They did nothing. They are sociocultural, though. They did nothing. Anybody telling you that proper change can come through voting in a primitive system like that of the zoo is a liar and a deceiver. As I told you earlier, USA, France, England, Russia, all of them revolted. Popular uprising. Ordinary people will rise up and say enough is enough. I'm not asking you to rise up against anybody. I am asking you to sit at home and not vote. It's the same effect. Everywhere will collapse. There is no infrastructure. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is working in the zoo. But they want you to continue to vote. No railway in Ijoland. Nothing in Efik. Nothing in Ibibio. Nothing in Isoko. Nothing in Ishekiru, Robo. Anang, Egala, Idoma, Igede. Absolutely nothing. Instead, they are killing us, Fulani herdsmen. They are bringing cattle to us. But the Kaduna-Abuja rail project has been completed. People are enjoying. Some of them don't even buy ticket. I think the train killed some cows the other day. Is that correct? And they paid them compensation. They compensated the cows. But they kill human beings with no compensation. That is what it means to be a Nigerian. We, as a people, as Biafrans, we are facing annihilation. And all the criminal political class is interested in is voting. That is, they just want you to vote, nothing else. They want us to renew their looting mandate, to renew this certificate of slavery, and in the process, we help them impoverish us. Look at the pain they have given to us and the misery. We cannot allow them to continue toying with our lives. We must bring the reign of terror, of deceit, and death to an end and take back political power from this class of charlatans and criminals. As an unemployed Keke Napep driver struggling, you drive Keke Napep, are you going to build a house with it? You get married with it, traditional wedding, white wedding, pink wedding, yellow wedding, black wedding. On the proceeds of Keke Napep that you don't even own, a graduate. Next year you go and vote to mess up your life even more. No industries where we come from to employ people anymore. Ask yourselves, what are these governments? Didn't Mbakwe do it? I heard Okorawusa speaking on a television station, and what Okorawusa said was that he built a civic center. Is that correct? That he built a few roundabouts, he expanded the roads, and that was it. Go back and see what Mbakwe did, then you will know what a governor is supposed to do. And now, they have brought criminality into governance. The mistake some of us make is to think that the master of English language makes somebody automatically intelligent or brilliant. That is nonsense. It is a relic of colonialism and a racist ploy to make you think that your language is inferior to English language. I ask Britain to let Biafra go and listen to me very carefully. If Britain doesn't allow Biafra, what is today's date? The 3rd of November in the year of our Most High Elohim, 2018. If Britain doesn't let Biafra go, Britain will be decimated by the hand of the Almighty. What is happening in Britain today is because they are holding on to Biafra. Because this very battle for the restoration of Biafra has been handed over to the Most High. Anybody in the way will fall. Buhari has fallen. And some are still falling, even as at this night. Britain must let Biafra go. They must. Or else, Elohim will pour his wrath on Britain. He will break Britain into pieces. Mark my words tonight. So when it happens, you will say, Britain will be broken into pieces. Because I'm talking about Elohim. They must let us go. They must set Biafra free. We have done what we can. And we shall continue to do what we are able to do. But I want to correct one misleading impression this very evening. Is that the Biafra we are fighting for will be a nation under the Most High God. Elohim Chukwukika Biamapurimi Hanina. That will never change. And I make no apologies for that. In Biafra, everybody will be welcome to worship whatever thing you want. If you want to worship cockroach, that's your business. Follow cockroach. there will be genuine freedom of religion and of worship. It is not in our DNA to force anybody to do anything. And we are not going to start in Biafra. Biafra will be a genuine land of the free for people all over the world. We are not going to change that, not now, not tomorrow, not ever. But I want to ask you, I want to just make one very important point. Yeshua, according to the scriptures, the New Testament, died for our sins. And I don't care if you believe it or not. Another Jewish man, white Jew for that matter, died for Biafra. His name is Bruce Mayrock. I want to ask you this question. Why is it that no other race decided to die for Biafra apart from a Jewish man in America that burnt himself because his people were being killed in Africa? Bruce Mayrock is white, Jewish, and an American. Let me tell you something that I've told you before that you didn't know, or some of you may not have known. Do you know the reason why the world doesn't want to discuss Biafra? Every day, the same way they discuss every other thing. 11 French Jewish children killed themselves because of Biafra. Children, I said, they killed themselves in France because of Biafra. They are all Jewish. Think about it. There will be freedom of religion in Biafra land. The same way that Chukwuka Abiama is revealing things to me, I don't even want to share with another person. So if I'm the only one worshiping Chukwuka Abiama the way I do, I even love it. That's where I will even be guarded jealously. Because it's a secret. It's not easy. It's a secret. And that glory is what we want to unleash upon Biafra land. That's why I tell you with every ounce of confidence that Biafra is coming. Nobody can say, it doesn't matter who you are, you can't stop it. Any nation that rises to stop Biafra will be destroyed by the Most High. Keep your eyes on Britain and watch what is going to happen to them. I told Britain, leave Biafra to go. They said no. Watch and see. You know me, this is radio. Anything I say here comes to pass. You know that very well. I love Britain very much. I still class them as the most civilized race on this very... I've told them that many times. An Englishman is fair. All the people that stopped slavery, William Wilberforce. Imagine that Oluwade Kwano, you know him very well. Our dear brother who was sold into slavery. He went to a British court of law and argued that slavery is bad. And he freed himself based on argument before a judge in England in the 18th century. That is why I will always have respect for England. If you go to an English court and you argue, if you can go to a court and argue that black is blue and you're convincing, the judge will agree with you based on reason. That's why I love England so much. They do everything based on reason. But as with everywhere else in the world, they're always bound to be bad people. I want United Kingdom, Britain to rediscover its values of fairness, justice, and equity. That's what I'm asking for. Because Biafra will also be a very good ally for Britain in time to come. They must recognize that. Bruce Mayrock is Jewish. He killed himself because of Biafra. 11 Jewish children in France, in Paris, burnt themselves to death because of Biafra. No other people did that for us. Only our own blood did it for us. Think about it, long and hard. You know I have evidence that I cannot even produce on air because people will be too confused. Let's leave it for now and keep going. And keep perhaps writing it on social media. Biafra will be a godly nation. A very godly nation, I tell you that. Do you know that in US currency they wrote in God we trust, is that correct? I'm sure some people kicked against it. But today, dollar is the most sought after currency in the world, is that not correct?
because they put their trust in God. The same way Biafra will be sacrificed as a sacrifice to Elohim. For your information, that was the promise I made before we got to where we are today. I said to Chukwukeka Biama, we will use Biafra as a sacrifice unto your holy name. That Biafra will know you. Every child born in Biafra will know Elohim. Chukwukeka Biama Benigwe. And our temple in Arochi will be rebuilt. Our temple will be rebuilt for your information. I'm not asking you not to worship whatever. Anything you want to worship, you can worship. I'm not going to come to your house and ask you what I worship. We're not. Do you know who we are? We gave the world autonomy. We were practicing democracy in Biafra land before the Greeks ever existed. I want you to understand that. So we never force anybody to do anything. Afaroku, where my father is the paramount ruler, is an autonomous community from Ibeku, where I come from. Nobody can come from Ibeku to Afaroku to tell us what to do. So nobody is going to tell anybody in Biafra who to worship, how to worship. But no noise making. That's the only thing. We will not tolerate noise pollution. So that you know. This is Radio Biafra for joining us. The time now is nearly 9:45 here in Israel. We are broadcasting to the entirety of humanity. The way we always do. We come with humility, but we must tell you the truth. Eziokwu Chineke. Freedom of religion is sacrosanct in Biafra land. I have priests and pastors who are my closest friends. Some of them are Yoruba who are praying for me. Some of you will be shocked. Yes, they are. And I also pray for them. Because they understand that what I'm fighting for is for the freedom of my people. I don't hate anybody. I only hate those that hate Biafra. If you hate Biafran people, if you hate an Igbo man, if you hate an Ijaw man, I will hate you. I will hate you. If you hate me, I will hate you. That's all. That's how I am. I have nothing against anybody. I wish all Nigerians can come together and recognize what IPOB is doing for them, that we may set ourselves free. This evening, before we close, I hope you remember all the assignments I gave to you regarding Jibril. Did you copy your own? I think this program, the deputy will take out this program to make sure that everybody gets it. We are waiting for our experts to arrive. When they finish, they will arrive and we will do a television program showing you, because if I'm explaining DNA to you here, you won't understand it. To show you that Jibril is fake, do the assignments I asked you to do first of all. I have a belief in the universality of truth. It is irreducible. As for me, I will never lie to IPOB, nor deceive IPOB, nor toy with Biafra, because Biafra is my life. I will sacrifice everything sacrificable to ensure that Biafra comes. If I have to sleep on the streets, I will do so. So have no fear. Our destination is very clear to us. We are going to rebuild every city in Biafra land. Okay, Zibazu cannot rebuild Abba. He cannot. He cannot do it. They are not educated enough to build modern cities. But we can. And when the time comes, we are going to do it. We know that some of them are hiring their thugs. I know Kesipazu went to Abala to go and buy pump action rifle to give to them to disrupt IPOB gathering, to create or to constitute a nuisance. If they are your brothers or your sisters, your children, please warn them. These politicians will use them and their life will be useless. Ask those that have gone before them. Anybody that brings their nonsense to IPOB will deal with them the way we normally deal with such people. Okay, Zibazo cannot be Abia State Governor. And he knows it. He's a killer. Look at all the people that Okezie Igbazu killed. National High School, Aba. Those at the Borough Pit. Those at Okwa. He no want Okezie Igbazu. Because he wants to be governor. He wants to be there for 8 years. Taking money, not paying workers. Bloating up like a frog that is drowning. And some people are thinking of voting. Go to Aba and see how horrible the place is. 4 years, nothing to show for it. And some pastors are preaching that Okezie Igbazu, people should consider going out to vote. What a shame and what a disgrace. The same CKC that I went to in 2015 to preach the gospel of light. That because of money, a priest is saying, let's pray for the betterment of Nigeria. So you want to pray for the betterment of more forgery of certificates? Very sad indeed. We must remain resolute. We must remain committed and dedicated. I've not tasted any water, have I? No, I don't want to drink water. I want to drink water. I want to continue preaching this very gospel. What I'm about to tell is the hidden truth about who we are, our heritage. Another assignment. I'm Amunewu Ndentamu. People are murmuring. Teaching to my cousin will tell me, it was only here that they told me a different version. Gigi will tell me, do you know why the Israelites spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness? And I will say no. He used to say it when we were young. He would say because they were murmuring. Behind the back of Moses that was leading them. Imandentamo, they were murmuring. I want our children to go to Nsude. In Udi, in Enugu State. To go and look at the pyramids our ancestors built when they came from Egypt. That is the only pyramid in Black Africa and the exact replica of the dwarf pyramids you have in Giza and other places. The craft and the art that went into the design and construction of that very secular dwarf pyramid could only have come from Egypt. So Chukwu Abiam is not saying, you are my children. He's saying, I have the proof to show you that you are. Go there and look at it. And people must perform pilgrimage to Umuleri and Aguleri. Very important. And also to Umri. I've been saying this all the time. And finally, Arochukwu, we must all go to those places to discover who we are. The enemies can no longer deceive us. Neither can they make us not love one another anymore. I thank each and every one of you for listening. And I also ask and urge you to complete the task that I've given to you concerning Jubril and what shall become of them. Because the man there is not him. We have the photographs, we have the DNA, everything is in place. But for you to appreciate that very program, you must go and complete the assignment that I gave to you. Only an innocuous WAEC certificate have spelled the doom of APC. They can no longer speak publicly about integrity, about honesty or uprightness in governance or in government. The end of the zoo has come. And they brought it upon themselves. WAEC is in very serious trouble. And so is INEC and everybody involved in this massive forgery and deception. On that note, this very evening, I thank everyone of you for listening. And I will come again next week, Saturday, after Shabbat, of course, to address you once again on issues that we feel are very important, on issues that we feel will drive us ever closer towards our goal, which is the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. I thank you all for listening, and I pray that Chukwu Okeke Abiama bless, guide, and sustain each and every one of you, now and always. Ise. Ise. Yes, sir.